And for the weekend, there are numerous historic sites in the valley worthy of an afternoon visit, like China Alley in Hanford. I spoke with Ariane Wing, whose family roots go all the way back to China Alley's beginnings. Wing runs the LT Sioux Company Tea Room with her partner Steve Bannister, and they recently purchased another building in their ongoing effort to revitalize China Alley. So let's start with a little history of China Alley. Its roots go back to 1877, along with the extension of the Central Pacific Railroad.
Yes, that's when a lot of Chinese who were working on the railroads, and they were also came to this area to do farm work. I mean, their story is really no different from any of the thousands of immigrants that came over to find their, to make their fortunes, to take back home or to start a new life. But a lot of Chinese came over to work on the railroads. And when the railroads were completed, many stayed in this area, continuing to do farm work. And of course, they purchased land and began building houses and shops, and they had their own very bustling city within a city, their own Chinatown in Hanford.
And your family has a rich history here. Your great-great-grandfather opened a noodle house in the alley in 1883.
Yes, my great-grandfather, Gong Ping Shu, opened his noodle house. It's an upstairs noodle house on China Alley. Originally, when he first came here, he started selling noodles from out of the basement of his house, and it became so successful, he was able to open up his own noodle restaurant and sold his bowl of noodles for 5 cents a bowl.
That eventually evolved into the Imperial Dynasty Restaurant, and that has its own storied history, including an award-winning escargot by your Uncle Richard?
Yes, we had a great ride with Uncle Richard's talents. He learned about a lot of his cooking techniques because he was General George C. Marshall's personal chef and also one of his assistants when Marshall was traveling all over the world, and Uncle Richard went with him. And so he learned techniques from many different chefs and visited many different kitchens. Late 50s, Hanford was starting to grow. Armstrong Rubber was coming in. The Navy Air Base was going in Lemoore. And my family at that time thought it would be a good idea to expand on the restaurants, because we had a Chinese restaurant, the Chinese Pagoda, and maybe we should expand and do something further in China Alley. And my Uncle Richard said that he would come back, because he was in Hong Kong at that time, and if he could do it with his idea and what he wanted to do, which was to serve a sort of a continental cuisine with a Chinese accent. And that's what he did, and we had a great ride with his talent.
And then the Imperial Dynasty closed in 2006, and in 2011, China Alley was listed by the National Trust for Historic Preservation as one of America's most endangered historic places.
They said that our China Alley was so unique for a rural community, Chinatown, because usually it's just one building or a facade, a doorway, but we have 11 buildings on here, and most of them are the original doorways made from the original bricks. We have a wonderful real life history lesson right here.
And so you recently purchased Imperial Dynasty from your family. Tell us why you did that.
My husband Steve and I, we purchased it because, and things just fell into place, so that's why I think sometimes when you push too hard, doors don't open. Because it's an important building, because the Chinese Pagoda and Imperial Dynasty restaurants were housed in one building that was comprised of five original buildings that were part of China Alley. So it was very important for us to make sure that someone in the future did not, or another buyer did not buy it and say, you know, I really just want the land, so I'm going to tear this down. Or some of the really unique architecture inside would be destroyed and altered, or maybe it would just lose the China Alley flavor.
And this isn't your first effort. You founded the LT Sioux Company Tea Room. And it was named after the first and oldest Chinese herbalist in the alley, Mr. L.T. Sioux. So do you have plans then for the restaurant?
The L.T. Sioux Tea Room will remain in its little corner on 7th and China Alley. and Green Street and China Alley. But what our plans are, I mean, we're still, this escrow just closed, of, you know, like 2.5 weeks ago. So we're right now in the process of talking with our architects and engineers and designers. And what we would like to do is divide up the building back to its original 5 buildings and have them filled with vibrant businesses that make China Alley a destination point once again.
And why is it so important to preserve places like China Alley?
I think it's important to save these buildings because every building tells a story, especially these in China Alley. It's just history that you can touch it and feel it and be part of it. And it's not reading it from a book, but you can be standing, you know, right where Dr. Sun Yat-sen, the first president of China, was standing, because he was here when he was running for president in 1911.
And describe what China Alley looks like today for listeners who have never been there.
Well, it is an alley. It has 11 buildings on it, and they're all very unique, and some of them have wrought iron doors, and it's colorful. A lot of the buildings are not in use right now, and so we call them our sleeping beauties, and that's what I think China Alley is today.
Well, thank you so much, Ariane.
Thank you.